Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Kathy is In. I'm Kathy DeBono. This is my show, along with my fiancé, Jill Bennett.
Hi, Jill Bennett.
I can't breathe.
Along with that, how long are we going to have to say fiancé?
Well, I don't know, until the state of California gets their
act
together and we can actually tie the knot.
Oh, my.
What are the other, how else do you say it? Tie the knot.
Get hitched.
Get hitched.
Seal the deal.
Seal the deal.
Attach the ball and chain permanently.
All right, that one you just sort of came up with on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm so sick of being sick. Is anyone else out there just sick of being sick? Like, I have this lingering. I am so freaking tired of it. It's taking everything I have to not say the real F word.
We both got sick last week, and Kathy was worse than I was, but we both had the flu, and then it turned into upper respiratory.
Well, and mine settles in my lungs as usual, and my voice, I lose my voice. Right after the show last week, you guys, I went home, and it was like, I just crashed.
You should have been a sound file.
And I never got back up again. Or I tried to. I thought so a couple times during the week that I was back up again, and then no, I was wrong.
Nope.
My poor clients, I had to keep canceling on them and postponing them, and it's terrible. I'm sick of it.
You're sick of being sick.
I'm sick of being sick. I'm crabby. I'm crabby.
Well, and we're going to Mexico on Saturday.
For this I mean, I don't want to complain about going to Cozumel to play poker, which is going to be really fun and everything, but guess who's going to be the one to not drink the water and still get sick?
Well, the last time I went, I had an issue for a few weeks, so...
Don't tell me this.
I know, and I was very careful.
What are we going to do? I can't handle it. If I go there and I get some sort of intestinal tract issue, I'm going to want to blow my face off.
Didn't your mom say something like, don't have fruits or vegetables or anything
don't
with ice?
Don't eat fruits or vegetables because they wash them with the water.
Right.
Don't drink anything with ice in it, which,
right.
As you know, I love my soda nice and cold.
Yes. So that basically leaves booze and a lot of fried food.
I don't drink booze.
I know. Well, maybe
fried
you
food
should...
and me, we're friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
So we get to eat fried food and drink alcohol.
Fried food
sounds
and warm.
Awesome.
Fried food and warm bottled water. That sounds
delicious. It's going to be fun, though.
I'm telling you, though, I'm doing it religiously, because if I get some sort of intestinal tract bug next time we get on the air, I am going to just be a nasty, livid person.
Okay. Well,
right.
I'll do my best, but you know, you'll lose a lot of weight.
What are you trying to say?
No,
that's really a nice backhanded comment there, honey. Yeah, you'll lose a lot of weight. It's the intestinal tract diet.
Sorry.
Maybe we could write a book after that.
Yeah, maybe.
The Cozumel intestinal tract diet.
Yes, we can make $1 million.
Good heavens. And now I'm right before we went live, I was snarfling, trying to blow stuff out, suck stuff in. Jill's giving me dirty looks. That's disgusting. Yes, I know it's disgusting. I am fully, fully sick of it.
She doesn't care.
My dog is sick of it, too. Comet looks at me like, are you going to stop making those noises soon? Because
I know,
it's a little nauseating.
Keeping her up at night.
Oh, it's awful. Anyway, all right, I'm going to stop complaining now because there are people out there in worse situations than me. First of which, of course, comes to mind. I'm just going to take a little sidebar. I mentioned my friend JD. JD DeSalvatore, many of you out there know JD or have heard of JD. She's a producer in our little LGBT niche of the world. And JD is one of the first people I met and came to know when I moved to Los Angeles 17 years ago. She was in my very first episode of What's Your Problem? JD was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer a couple of weeks ago. She didn't know what was wrong, like many, many, many of us in the indie arts industry, we don't have health insurance. We can't afford it. And JD doesn't have health insurance. She was in a lot of pain. Her legs were hurting her. Finally, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It had moved to her pelvic bones. It had moved to her femurs. The tumors were so large, they were going to, if they grew anymore, they were going to spontaneously break her bones. So she had emergency surgery, and a lovely guy by the name of Elliot, who's a friend of hers, put up an Indiegogo, raised a bunch of money for her right up off the bat. But here's the situation. That money, which was about 30 grand, is already spoken for. And JD is in for a really long haul right now. She's at home. I went to go see her last night, brought her some groceries, did what I could. But she's living on her own. She doesn't have money for health care or home care or the cancer treatment that she still needs to have. So she's in a lot of pain, and she still requires a lot of treatment. And the truth is, if she gets that treatment, she could potentially, you know, have a good another handful of years here. There, they can treat the bones with, they put metal rods in her legs, and they can treat the cancer and at least give her another handful of years with some quality of life if we can help support JD. So I put up this morning a very not fancy button on my homepage. It's at kathyisin.com. The PayPal button goes directly to JD's account. So whatever we can do, you know, she's going to just need money to survive, to buy groceries, to buy her pain meds. As you know, without health insurance, that stuff is extremely expensive, and she's still in for quite a long haul. So in order to just support JD, she's been an LGBT activist for decades, for as long as I've known her. She's a spunky, energetic, little feisty one. She kind of reminds me of... what was her name on the Golden Girls? The mom?
Oh, Sophia.
Not that she's as old. She's not nearly as old as Sophia. I mean, yeah. JD's, you know, in her late 40s. But she kind of has that kind of, you know, spunky little go-get and personality. And she's ready to fight this thing. But she needs our help. So if you can give $5, $2, if you'd buy JD a drink or you'd buy us a drink, just go and click the donate button and slip her a $5 bill instead. You'll help her out.
She was... an associate producer on quite a few movies in our community, Elena Undone, A Marine Story, Shelter, the gay propaganda films, one of which,
Eating Out 2.
Eating Out 2. Don't forget that one. Yeah. A couple of the gay propagandas are these great shorts where we remake famous scenes from movies in a gay way, and Kathy was in a couple of those, and I think that's
JD
where they
produced
met. So,
those.
Anyway, she's a person in our community that has done a lot.
Anyone in the LGBT film niche has met JD at least once or twice, and once you do, you never forget her, and she's out there on her own right now, and whatever we can do to just give her some ongoing support, that button will live on my website for a while. You got an extra $5 or $10 every once in a while, go... slip it in JD's mailbox, so to speak, because she could really use our help right now. So, moving on. Chick-fil-A. We talked about Chick-fil-A last time I was here with Jill and the Taste Like Hate guy. Remember him? He spray-painted the wall with the picture of the chicken and the Taste Like Hate.
We talked about that.
Remember? If you don't remember, then go back and listen, kids. Do your homework. Anyway, the ruling came down on this guy. We were talking about what should his punishment be. You know, should there be punishment? Blah, blah, blah. Basically, what'd they decide, honey? Not a felony.
Not a felony. They decided not to prosecute it at all. And, you know, they might prosecute it as possibly as a misdemeanor, but I guess the charges haven't even made it to the district attorney's office yet. And it was only like the owner said it cost a few hundred dollars to fix the damage. So, yeah, he's not being prosecuted. And I think a big reason for that is that he owned it the very next day and offered to pay for it.
Did he end up paying for it?
He offered to. It doesn't say here whether or not he, you know, they took him up on it, but he offered to pay for it.
Yeah.
So we had talked about whether or not this was an appropriate protest. And interestingly enough, my dad called me afterward, and he's like, I didn't think you go far enough. You absolutely need, you know, when you're fighting for your rights, do anything, you know, civil disobedience, anything nonviolent.
Let's send your dad a a case of spray paint.
I know. I'm like,
tell him to go get started.
Well, my dad lives in Tennessee, and it's a pretty...
I saw your dad's house. There's nothing to spray paint on.
Well, no, I'm saying, but there's a ton of Baptist churches out there. It's a pretty conservative part of the country where my dad lives.
Don't misunderstand. We're not telling you to go spray paint churches, guys. Just
go ahead,
joke.
Dad. Do it.
Yeah. Jill's dad. Only Jill's dad.
But that's good news. I think that's a step in the right direction. If you do something like that, take responsibility for it, and, you know... It's a protest, as far as I'm concerned.
And no real victims, as they say.
Yeah.
So we still have some time left for our first segment. I came across this yesterday, and I thought it was really important to talk about. We've talked about conversion therapy in here for the LGBT community. There's been a lot of talk about conversion therapy. You can go away to camp. You can go... there's been a couple of different organizations who have offered psychotherapy or spiritual therapy to change you from a homosexual to a heterosexual. Right. Well, as we know, this does not work.
No.
This does not work. And yesterday in California, an unprecedented bill that will ban mental health professionals from trying to change the sexual orientation of trans, gay, lesbian, and bisexual minors in what is called conversion or reparative therapy has passed through the Senate. It's Senate Bill 1172, and it's likely making its way to the Senate, State Assembly this week. So the LGBT community already faces a great deal of cultural and social stigma on a daily basis, and they don't need to be told now that they're sick.
Right.
And that they can go have therapy to become who their parents want them to be.
Yeah.
Which is Bible-thumping, homophobic, hating people. Okay, sorry, I had to throw... I'm cranky today, you guys. I tried to tell you that. I'm cranky. I probably still have... I've had a fever for like a week. Give me a break. So the state of California said, this is nonsense. We already know that the DSM has, you know, long since ruled that LGBT issues have nothing to do with a mental illness. Although... Okay, Jill's pointing at the clock. We're really bad at this. You guys, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll come right back.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
We're back, folks. It's Jill saying we're back, which is new. Later on in the show, we're going to do a little segment called 20 Things Everybody Else Has Done Too. And
It's fun stuff.
It's
today,
a fun
guys.
Little list of things that you probably have done but may not want to admit to. But we would love to hear from you today. If you have some of these things later in the show, call in and
They're
tell
funny.
Us. They're very funny.
They're very funny. You know you're going to think of a few while we go through the list, so we want you to call in and tell us what you thought. Can you guys hear that when I go under the table to snarfle like that?
Probably.
Watch, let me try.
Oh, gross.
Can
yes.
you hear that?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Disgusting.
What are you going to do? You know, it's got to go somewhere. It's backing up.
Jeez. The number is 818-602.
This is the way I wooed Jill into going out with me.
No, she hid all this until after I was in a relationship with her, and then it all came out.
Well, what are you going to do?
The number is 818-602-4929. Later in the show, we want to hear from you. But for right now, we're going to go back to this ridiculous notion of reparative therapy.
Yeah, I just want to put it out there that finally the state of California recognized that this is nonsense, and the bill passes that, you know, reparative therapy is no longer. And I just want to read a quote by Jane Lynch, because I think she put it really well. So anyone out there who's listening who still thinks that reparative therapy, because it even exists, thinks that maybe you should seek it or that maybe there's something wrong with you, I want you to listen very closely
to this.
Well,
this is actually not Jane Lynch. This is her wife.
Oh, this is her wife?
Right.
Partner of actress Jane Lynch.
Yes.
Oh, good for
who's
her.
Who's a
Laura
clinical
Embry.
Psychologist.
Yes. All right. Fantastic. Conversion therapy has no reputable research to support its use. No well-designed studies demonstrating its efficacy and no research-based protocols for administering it. Without these tools, it is difficult to even get a sense of what these therapists are doing to these children. Techniques discussed publicly include the use of shame, verbal abuse, exposure to pornography, and even aversion training with electric shock and nausea-inducing drugs. Not only can these techniques cause significant harm, their stated goal, changing a gay kid into a straight kid, cannot be achieved. And those are great words to live by. She's a clinical psychologist, Laura Embry, married to Jane Lynch.
Married to Jane Lynch.
Yes. And I want anyone out there who has any kind of internalized homophobia who might be thinking that, oh, well, this reparative therapy exists. It means that there's something about me to be repaired. It's nonsense. All right. It's a bunch of BS. It's created by people who are scared of gay people. It's created by people who will eventually die off when those of us who are evolved live on. And there's nothing wrong with you. You cannot be changed. And these same kinds of therapies are you know, sometimes administered for child molesters.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work with them either.
No.
It doesn't work.
Well, there's a Dr. Spitzer in 2003.
Not that I'm paralleling LGBT to child molesters, for crying out loud.
I just wanted to say really quickly that there was a study presented by Dr. Spitzer to the American Psychological Association in 2003 that said that about half the participants who went through this kind of therapy were successful. Well, this last May, he apologized for making this statement and said that his conclusions were incorrect. So somebody who in the past said that this stuff worked has come forward, and he was sort of
he was speaking for it by the end of the documentary, going through the filmmaking process with the documentary filmmaker and being asked a series of questions and having protesters show up outside of his building and listening. This guy actually listened to what the protesters had to say to him.
Right.
He changed his mind. Not only his mind, but his heart.
Well, the two men that started Exodus International, which
that's
is the
him.
Largest.
That's the guy.
Well,
I can't think
no,
of his
he
name.
Didn't start it. He might have been a part of it. But the two men that originally started it, which is a huge organization, they ended up together as a couple and left the organization.
Well,
how funny is that? Two
ex-gay
men.
Yeah,
please.
But whoever this fellow was, I wish I could remember his name, and someone can tweet it to us. I'm sure someone has it at the tip of their tongue, but we talked about him before on this show. Through the process of this documentary, I gained a lot of respect for this guy because he was driving to work every day through these crowds of protesters wondering why people had a problem, and we're getting text messages that we're not on the air. Are we on the air, guys?
No.
Hey, tap, tap, tap.
No,
is this
I think
thing
we are.
On?
Okay. I think we are.
For crying out loud. Anyway, I can't remember this guy's name, but someone's going to find it. And he listened to the protesters. He didn't just sort of get defensive. He opened his mind. He opened his heart. And he said, you know what? I've heard a lot of things that make a lot of sense. I had no idea this was hurting people as much as it is. I realize that what's happening here is shaming people rather than helping them grow. And he has rescinded his position. He has closed his program and he doesn't do it anymore.
Right.
I find that hugely respectable.
It is. I mean, once faced with the truth, you know, these people have to back down. I mean, you can make the argument that people can stop living a homosexual life by trying to push down their real feelings, but you can't change their feelings.
You can't.
So
you
that's
can't.
The bottom line.
You know what, guys? If you're LGBT or considering that you might be, and if there's any part of your internal vocabulary that says you're concerned that you might be, stop being concerned. Try to change your own perspectives on yourself. See yourself as a more... As more shades of gray than black and white, because that's what we are as human beings. Not only our sexuality, but in so many ways and for so many things, spirituality, our physical abilities, our mental abilities, everything that we are shades of gray. And if we can start seeing ourselves that way and seeing each other that way, you will feel the anxiety and the seizing inside of you drop off. And it's that seizing inside of you that creates discomfort, disease, and, causes problems in our relationships to the world and to each other.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I always like to highlight when there's been a change for the right.
Yes.
But speaking of liars, Jill emailed me a article this morning about Paul Ryan, who is Mitt Romney's running mate. He's a Wisconsin congressman. And here's what I noticed. The first thing I noticed about this guy is he's absolutely very handsome in terms of American standards.
Yes.
I mean, he and Mitt Romney both look like they could play...
Ken dolls.
Well, they could play a father-son generational gap on, like, All My Children.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they have those... They just have those American standards good looks.
Well, yeah. And they're the, you know, stereotypical upper middle, upper class white men... You know, and I'm sorry, when you watch the Republican National Convention, it is a sea of white people. White people who have money.
Do they all have white hair?
No,
see,
no.
That's the scary part. This is Bill Maher. I love Bill Maher. I love to watch Bill Maher. And Bill Maher said the other day, don't worry about these, but just wait for them to die off.
Yeah.
Wait for the jack wagons to die off.
I love Bill Maher.
Of course, he uses a different word than that. And he's sort of right, but he's sort of not right, because they still... yield a lot of power over the shaping of the minds of the younger generations. And as you look at that sea of white men out there, they're not all white-haired men. So
no,
they're not all just going to die off. We need to fight for our rights.
The young rich white men are there too, because they want to maintain
yes.
their trust funds and all the money that they're getting from their capital gains. And, you know, it's just, to me, I try to listen to these people with an open mind. I really do. I'm because there was a time in politics where the Republican Party had some good points. They had some ideas that were workable.
I feel like you should be playing some theme music behind you right now.
I could. But I mean, to me, like, now they've just gone off the deep end, and they're owned by what Bill Maher calls he calls them the tea baggers, which I think is appropriate, as the Tea Party, which is the extreme sort of right wing of the group. But like, there was a time when the Republicans stood for, you know, smaller government, getting the government out of your life, which, if you believe that, means, you know, they would support gay marriage, because they don't believe that the government should be regulating everything, that, you know, social programs.
You know, truly getting government out of your life means going to a monastery and living there.
Well, yes.
I just want to make this point very clear, because they throw that around. Republicans throw that around about big government or getting it out of your life or get us out of the way. You're not really getting them out of the way. They're kind of being like, just stand back and let us run the show.
Right.
Don't worry about it too much. Government, it creates policy. Policy creates our civilization.
Right.
So we have to keep participating.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying that there was a time when some of their policies had made a little bit of sense. But now it's like, I feel like they've gone off the deep end, and they really are only the party of the rich, white, privileged people. Because if you are not of those people, if you don't belong to each one of those classes and all of them above... I don't know why, in God's name, you would vote Republican. I don't get it.
If anyone out there is listening to us right now and you're kind of sitting on the fence about it, you know, Jill and I meet a lot of people out there in the world who are LGBT and who we love going out in the world and meeting people. And we meet a lot of people in our own country. And the people who are not of the coasts, we tend to find we meet a lot of LGBT folks who are Republicans or voting Republican, and we'll get into conversations with them about this, and it seems there's only a rudimentary understanding of what they're voting for. They're maybe trusting the generations of their own families to guide them with where to go and what to do. But I beg of you, people, I beg of you to just do a little more in-depth reading about what's going on. watch a few more things on TV. Pay a little bit closer attention to the chain reactions of the way policies affect other policies, and really look at your stake in those things, because we have a way of just looking at those kind older white men with the rosy cheeks and feeling like they have everybody's best interest at heart. And I'm sorry, but they don't.
No.
They do not. Do not. And so it's really important to educate yourself and educate your friends and pick the right folks. I mean, you guys, you know, we're a hair step away from picking the right people or the wrong people and having horrible things go on.
We'll be right back. We're going to keep talking about this.
Oh, really? What a way to go out.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you on a very ominous note.
You're a little slow on the update.
You know what? I've been in and out of fever. I don't know if I'm drugged or what the deal is. Don't wave me off.
When you do that.
We've heard this already, honey.
Oh, I trying
to move us along here.
I feel like running around the room.
I know you do. All right, so back to Paul Ryan. It's really important that we cover this because, obviously, you know, it's an election year. It's a really big deal. It's a big deal to participate, to vote, and also to try to maintain the peace in your family if one of your family members, misguidedly votes Republican. Anyway, last night, Paul Ryan
Don't
went
Don't tell him who you're voting for. It's nobody's business.
No, tell everybody you're voting.
Well, I mean, if you feel like you
not
can
Not that
sway
the Democrats,
people.
By the way, not that we think the Democrats are perfect. There's a lot of ridiculousness there, too.
But I mean, yes, but...
Anyway, okay. So last night, Paul Ryan gave his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention.
Mr. Blue Eyes.
Mr. Handsome Blue Eyes. And unfortunately, a lot of the things he said have been proven to be incorrect by factcheck.org, which is a nonpartisan group that does
checks facts.
They check facts.
Which really, people, is all you should base your decisions on anyway, are facts.
Yeah, facts.
The rest is smoke and mirrors and show. And
which is what he provided. And of course, he's up there giving these grand statements. All the delegates are cheering as he says these six things which are incorrect. He accused President Obama's health care law of funneling money away from Medicare at the expense of the elderly. In fact, Medicare's chief actuary says that the law substantially improves the system's finances. And Ryan himself has embraced the same savings. Okay. He accused Obama of doing exactly nothing about recommendations of a bipartisan deficit commission, which he himself has actually helped to push under the rug. That's Ryan. But he accused Obama of doing this. He claimed that the American people were cut out of stimulus spending, and actually more than a quarter of all the stimulus dollars went to tax relief for workers. So that was a lie. He faulted Obama for failing to deliver a 2008 campaign promise to keep a Wisconsin, I think it was an automobile plant open.
Yeah, GM plant.
Yeah, actually, it closed
during Bush's administration.
Bush's administration.
And Obama never promised to keep it open.
He never made that promise.
What's
and
interesting
it closed
to me about
Bush's.
That lie is Ryan has said that before, and a media outlet in Detroit had already let him know that that was a false fact, but he used it again.
Yeah.
All right.
The truth is people will listen to this speech and they'll take these things as fact.
And they'll see his charming little face and they want to believe him. And there's something unconscious in the American brain about seeing a white, good-looking, blue-eyed person. We just believe them.
Well,
into my fiancé's face, who is super white and blue-eyed. Maybe I should start questioning your motives.
Maybe.
No, come on. I am not anti-white. I happen to be a white person.
It's true.
Sort of. In some circles.
Anyway, this is all capped off by last week, Ryan making this ridiculous assertion in response to the whole...
This is the part I want to get to.
Yeah, this is the part we want to
get to. This is the part that's
to.
Really important. All right, can I set this up just for
ahead.
A moment?
Have at it.
Okay. I found this online this morning. We have a soundbite for you of something that Paul Ryan said. I want to play you this soundbite. We got it from W something or other TV in Virginia. Who are they, honey?
I don't know.
I have it on a piece of paper. WJHL TV in Virginia. And I pulled it from the Huffington Post this morning. A guy named Paul Slansky, who's a contributor for them, was outraged that Paul Ryan made this comment in an interview, and no press has covered it yet. So here we are. We're going to cover it. Read this.
Abortion now, something we're talking about, and I think our viewers would love to know exactly where you stand. Specifically, you're pro-life.
Oh, yeah,
Catholic,
yeah, yeah.
But specifically where you stand when it comes to rape and when it comes to the issue of should it be legal for a woman to be able to get an abortion if she's...
Yeah, well, so I'm very proud of my pro-life record, and I've always adopted the idea, the position that the method of conception doesn't change the definition of life.
Okay, that's the soundbite. And this guy who wrote this article, Paul Slansky, was outraged that Paul Ryan could use the phrase method of conception to refer to rape.
Rape is a method of conception, is what he's saying.
Right.
So,
So there you go. Once you're pregnant, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And so then the issue becomes pro-life for him. He does not care the way in which you became pregnant. Now, Todd Aiken?
Aiken.
He's the guy who used the phrase last week, something about legitimate rape. Well, when it's a legitimate rape, there's something different about that than when it's maybe, you know, some of those other kinds of rapes.
What he said is that if a woman is legitimately raped, her body has a biological mechanism to make sure that she doesn't get pregnant.
Oh, right.
Legitimately
oh,
raped.
Oh, right, Dr. Todd Aiken, old white man politician. I mean, these things, you guys, we are bringing these things up to you. Listen, Jill and I are not lesbians who hate men. This is not what you're hearing. I promise you that. Most of my good friends are men. But here's the truth. That really is not the case. What I hate even more are women who are not paying attention to the ways in which we contribute to being held down, oppressed, and just basically taken advantage of. We just want to be respected. These are politicians. This man might be vice president of the United States. He might be a heartbeat away from being the primary policymaker of our country, and he considers rape a method of conception. So
right.
Once a woman is pregnant, we're sorry. It doesn't really matter how you got there. Once you're pregnant, you're going to have that baby.
Right. Or incest. Rape and incest, we're sorry, but we believe that that zygote is more important than you. That zygote has more rights than you do as a woman to
I have
decide
a hard
what happens
time
with your body.
With the whole pro-lifer situation anyway, because if there is a woman who wants to have an abortion, already what you're saying is this baby is not wanted. Or for whatever reason, either they don't want the child or there's other reasons, whatever their reasons for not wanting it don't really matter. Maybe they just can't afford the child. But once a child is unwanted, let it go. Let the woman have the abortion. Because if you make her have this baby, she's either going to now have a child she never wanted in the first place, and it's going to end up in a foster care system. We are perpetuating all kinds of terrible dynamics in our country by forcing them to continue.
Well, but to me, I don't even want to get to that argument, because it's none of your business what I do with my uterus.
Not only is it none of their business, but there are very good reasons for allowing women who need / want an abortion to go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
That baby is already starting out in a really negative situation.
Well, this is a common thing that's said in the, you know, pro-choice circles, which is, if men got pregnant, this would not even be an issue. If men were able to get pregnant or got pregnant, this would not be on the table. There would be no way they would allow someone else to control their destiny.
Well, think about it. Viagra is paid for by insurance companies.
I know. And now, thanks to Obama.
In what world? In what world does a man having an erection, in what world is that required for you to be a healthy, living person? In what world is that about your health? That is about sex.
Yeah.
That is about getting an erection. And insurance companies step up and pay for it.
I know. Because guess what? Men kind of run this country.
My mom found a lump in her breast a couple of years ago and had been paying out of pocket for her health insurance well over $500 a month for this health insurance. She needed to have a lumpectomy. It was a precancerous lump. Thank God they found it early enough. That insurance company put her through the freaking ringer to say that it was an elective surgery because it was not yet cancer.
I know.
Elective.
Right.
So they didn't want to pay for that because it was an elective surgery because it wasn't cancer, so she didn't need to have it removed. It was precancerous, which means it was well on its way. So they wanted my mom to develop cancer before they would pay for her to have that lump taken out. And she had been paying them well over $500 a month for years and years and years and years and years.
But they'll happily pay out so that old men can get...
Can get erections. And leave their wives and have affairs with women in their 20s.
Or bother their wives who are no longer interested. okay. So that obviously we're going to be talking about politics more as we get closer to the election. But really, guys, do your homework before you cast that vote. It's really important because it will impact your life.
And why on a show like Kathy Is In, where I'm all about, you know, psychology and self-help and growth and therapy and how can we become more aware and communication and relationships, and why do we jump off to the sidebars like this every once in a while? Well, because this is the world we live in, and the way we participate in our own lives will inform the way we participate in everyone else's life, the grander civilization of the world. I think we have a responsibility not only to know ourselves as well as possible, to be our best and open, best operating selves, not only for ourselves, but for each other, not only in our families, but in our communities. And that means paying attention to these kinds of things, because psychology affects everything. Psychology is the way we move through the world. So there's my reason for why I'm interested in this kind of stuff, too. I think we need to pay attention to it. And if we're not paying attention to it, there's a reason why we're not. There's a reason why we're just blindly going through the dark and listening to what other people tell us to do. We need to start paying attention. If these things push your buttons, get into some therapy. Figure out why.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
really, we need to start being more accountable, not only to ourselves, but to the world at large.
I agree with that, honey.
Boy, my fever makes me cranky.
Well, we're going to move on to something a little bit more fun. We're going to go to commercial soon, but before we do, we want to introduce this segment, and it's 20 Things Everybody Else Has Done Too.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun little segment, guys. Pay attention to this, and get your pen and pencil ready, because you're going to want to write down stuff that you think of, and we want to hear it. We want you to call in. It's 818-602-4929. You can also direct Twitter me. If you're at work and you're sneaking some communication, direct Twitter me at CathyDebuono. One of the things you think should be on this list, it's 20 things everybody else does, and it was published on, where did I find this? I don't know, Psychology Today by Gina Barecha, PhD.
Yeah, I think it's a fun list too, because you do, as you read through it, you realize these are things you probably wouldn't admit to, but you've done it.
Yeah.
Or I mean, it's not all stuff you wouldn't necessarily admit to, but when we start reading stuff off the list, you'll probably nod.
I want you to add one to the list too, honey.
Okay.
We should do that too. All right, come back soon. You got 5 seconds.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com. Believe.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
What are you looking at?
What is it with you today? Good Lord. Pregnant pause. I'm going to start using the tick-tocking clock when we get
it
back.
It was a perfect amount of pregnant pause for comic relief.
I see.
I'm trying to breathe. Okay, let's get into the 20 things. 20 things everybody else has done too. A list by Gina Barecha or Bereka? I don't know.
Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one. Go ahead, honey.
Googling oneself.
Jill does this every morning.
No, I don't. No, I
Jill
don't.
Bennett.
No, I turned. In fact, I stopped Googling myself a few years ago. John, our friend John, who's also an actor, he has Google alerts about himself. So when something comes up, I was like, I could not do that.
Yes. I don't know if most people know.
I don't want to know.
You can put a Google, or you can go into Google in your settings and put a Google alert so that for whatever you're interested in, it could be your own name. It could be, you know, your story of the day. If you want to know something new comes up, you put it'll email you. Oh, there's a new article here, a new comment there. And I learned a long, long time ago not to have that on.
No.
Who wants that nonsense?
Okay, but I have in the past Googled myself. I have. I've done it, but I don't do it anymore.
Yes.
So.
Okay, number two. Absolutely, number two, I will wear this on a t-shirt. I go into toy stores ostensibly to look for a gift for a child, but really to play with things myself.
Yes, I love going into toy stores.
I do not mind admitting that one at all.
No, not at all.
In fact, in CVS, I will spend some time in the rubber ball aisle.
See, that's the thing. You'll buy these cheap, dumb toys that are fun for 15 seconds. Like, if you want to buy a good toy, like, say, an Xbox 360 or something
that's
of that nature.
That's not a toy.
Yes, it is.
No, it's a computer component.
It's a toy.
It's not a toy.
Anywho.
A toy is like a Super Ball.
Believing that your pet is actually someone you knew in a former life. I've believed this.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Yes.
I mean, come on. All you gotta do is look into Comet's eyes.
Being certain that at least one former boyfriend or girlfriend has Googled you to see if your name comes up.
Oh, well, come on.
I don't know. I'm pretty certain I've had at least one ex do that.
Sure. Who hasn't had someone
well,
do
no,
that?
Well, no, in fact, I know. I know that that happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, your ex.
Buying a garment on sale and thinking, when I lose those 5 pounds, this will fit perfectly.
I've stopped doing that.
Yeah, me too.
I think I've maybe done it once. And then gave the t-shirt to somebody else because for some reason at 40, I hit puberty and my boobs grew.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, I'm never going to get rid of this muffin top. It's always here.
Doesn't I like matter your what muffin it, top,
I'm
honey.
Glad. Trying to pass off foreign change as American change. I've never done this.
Well, come on. Who hasn't gotten like a Canadian nickel and just nobody in America cares. We all use Canadian, like a Canadian nickel gets thrown in there or whatever. It's happened a million times.
Okay. Well, I've never purposely tried to do it.
I would like to break down the barrier and just become one with Canada, quite frankly.
I would, too. I love their health care.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're nicer
people. Hear that, Canada? Someone down here loves you.
We love you. Seeing somebody in a bathing suit and wondering whether you look like that from the back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I know I do because I have that muffin top.
Well, it depends on who you're looking at.
Yeah, but bathing suits are just not... very few people look good in bathing suits, let's just be honest.
You look good in a bathing suit.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah,
you
do. That's
very sweet of you.
Okay.
Trying to figure out by closing your eyes as fast as possible what you look like.
No, as far as possible. Trying to figure out by closing your eyes as far as possible what you look like while you're asleep. So you try to close them as far as possible and look in the mirror.
Oh, I see.
To see what you look like with your eyes closed. But now really all you need to do is turn on your iPhone and take a picture of yourself.
Flip camera, yeah. Yeah. I've done that.
I don't recommend it.
Well, I do it with a cat sitting next to
iPhones
me always.
Are the new, what do you call it? Kodak, for crying out loud, what's
Instamatic?
The word? Instamatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Those are the world's worst photos.
Looking in the mirror when you're weeping. Not pretend weeping, but when you are genuinely heartbreakingly crying, just because. Actually, I don't
know that I've ever done that.
I don't like the way I look when I'm crying.
Oh, you're so beautiful when you cry. Your eyes get twice as big and they fill up with water and you're just so adorable.
Thank you, honey.
I just think...
Kathy makes me cry every day.
That's not true.
I'm kidding.
I move her to tears with my with my expressions of emotion. All right.
Okay.
Number 10, despising the smallest of tasks so profoundly that you will do almost anything to avoid them, including marrying someone who promises explicitly or implicitly to relieve you of responsibility for the following: replacing clock batteries, typing, filling the ice tray. Oh, the ice tray.
We don't have an ice tray.
We have an ice maker because for some reason, somewhere along the line, ice became a, you know, hard to come by commodity. I don't understand it. Buying toothbrushes? I don't mind. I can buy my own toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
Peeling fruit, cleaning the lint filter, the list goes on and on. I will say that I do hate doing small tasks profoundly.
Yes, you do.
I don't know that I'd marry
I will agree
someone
with that.
Just to do them, but...
Well, you got someone that does a lot of them, so be happy.
Yeah, but you don't do all of them.
I do a lot of them.
You keep me on my toes. You make me do them anyway.
Okay. Thinking your pet would look truly excellent in a hat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. We've dressed up our animals
Comet
many times.
Comet is absolutely irresistible in a babushka.
Being able to locate the position of a letter in the alphabet only when you can sing the whole alphabet song silently in your head.
Well, of course.
Yes, that's true, too.
I mean, how many times? Yeah. That's a given.
Tying your shoelaces by using the bunny ear method taught to you in kindergarten. I never learned this.
I never learned this method. I'll teach you later.
I can tie my shoes. I just didn't learn it
well,
that
you
way.
You should know the bunny ear method, for crying out loud. You're American.
Believing that you did not learn everything you need to know in kindergarten. Huh.
This one's kind of weird. First of all, you have to know that little poster that everybody has.
Right.
Like, everything I need to know I learned in kindergarten.
I don't believe that.
I didn't learn how to do my taxes there.
No, me neither.
I certainly didn't learn how to drive a car there.
That's a true story. And those are very important things. Wondering whether you aren't just a teeny bit more aware of life's essential truths than your friends and family, but not wanting to hurt their feelings by mentioning this.
Well, this, of course, is the truth.
We mention it to them all the time. enjoying some television commercials so much that you watch them on YouTube. Yeah.
I'll admit to that.
The Sundrop commercial.
The Sundrop commercial
is
one of them.
That is hysterical.
Years and years ago, there was a Where's the Beef commercial.
Yeah.
Swimwear, who's next?
Okay, I gotta hurry up, honey. We only have a minute left.
Do it, hurry.
Buying only candy you enjoy for Halloween so that when the holiday is over, you will be able to indulge them yourself without guilt.
No doubt.
Yes. Secretly having arranged to give away the unsuspecting trick-or-treaters the candy that you don't like so that you'll be left with candy that you do like.
Duh.
Of course. Assuring yourself that your life would make a great sitcom and already knowing what your theme song would be. Well, we kind of did that, didn't we? and reading a column and wondering, gee, why don't they ask me to write this stuff? All true.
There you go. Da, 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 da.
Well, and now we have no time to ask you what you think, but you can post that on our Facebook.
You know what? Post it on our Facebooks and send it to our Twitter. What are one of the things you would have on that list that you do that you think everybody probably does? So if you are listening on LA Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we say goodbye. If you are listening on CBS or virtually anywhere else, just stay tuned because there's going to be some great music for you. Please go to my website, kathyisin.com, for information about different kinds of readings or sessions that you can have with me. I'm kind of fun to talk to. And on the front page, of course, give if you can to our dear friend J.D. DeSalvatore. We'll see you next time.
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, so
you're on.
We'll be right back. Kathy is in 5-minute feature.
Musician Deborah Davis.
No more, no more, not a fit for one in me, yeah. I said no more, no more.
Listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.